Good morning. I see some of you didn't get the announcement. thank you for coming this morning. Awesome congregation here this morning. Like Larry and Ryan and Hank, who spoke before me, I take this task today very seriously. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a preacher, and that's for sure. But I'm honored to stand behind this pulpit this morning and speak to you from my heart. If we could, let's begin with prayer, if you'd bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us as you do each and every day and allowing us to be here in your house to study your word and to hear your word spoken in this service. Father, we thank you especially for Jesus and what he means for us as he has offered himself and given us salvation through his death on the cross. In Christ's name I pray, amen. God brought Mary Ruth and I here to Arlington, Georgia, and to Arlington Baptist Church 44 years ago. Young adults about to start a family, about to give birth to a son some 7 months after we moved here. God had a big hand in that, and we see it every day. And we have matured here at Arlington Baptist Church through God's direction and through the help of this congregation. Many of you in here have been a special addition to our growth here in Christianity and in Arlington Baptist Church. That number gets fewer and fewer as years go by, but thank you for what you've meant to us. Many of you did give us direction here. We are proud to see that our son grew up here in this church and matured as a Christian as he grew up here and then went off to college. And Scott and his family now live in Lee County and take an active part in their church. Scott is a deacon at Sherwood. Ryan Lancaster spoke here 2 weeks ago, and he asked you some questions. He asked you if you had made any New Year's resolutions. Have any of you made any New Year's resolutions? If you did you keep them? I learned this week that this past Friday was National Quitters Day. That most people make New Year's resolutions and quit by this past Friday or like 10 days into their New Year's resolution. Your New Year's resolutions, you've kept them for 2 weeks. Can you go 2 months? Would you stay on that diet that you took a vow to stay on? Would you stay on that exercise program that you vowed to stay on? Or is there something else that you might have chosen? Did you make a decision to be a better Christian? Did you decide to serve God in a better way? Maybe you decided to read your Sunday school lesson every week so that you'd go to Sunday school prepared rather than unprepared. Maybe you decided to go to Sunday school. Did you decide to read your Bible? Did you decide to read it daily? Did you decide to pray? Did you decide to pray without ceasing? What in the world does that mean? It means that I'm going to be in a state of steady contact with God as I go throughout my days. Pray without ceasing. Maybe you decided to attend Arlington Baptist Church on Sunday nights. We began a super program last Sunday night. It's based on episodes of Andy Griffith's show from television. Some of you aren't old enough to know what that was unless you see it on on something that's replaying stuff like that now. But the attendance last Sunday night was great. I hope each of you will come tonight at 6 p.m. Be a part. Be a part of that fellowship. Andy Griffith. Who was your favorite character on Andy Griffith? Okay. This program is humorous that we're doing on Sunday nights, but it also has a good message. Remember, tonight at 6 p.m. Hank Jester spoke last Sunday morning, and some of his comments concerned the spirit that they have in their Sunday school class. I want to talk to you this morning about spirit in another Sunday school class. Heather Worsley and I have three, four, and five-year-olds in Sunday school. These young children are learning about God. They're learning about His Son, Jesus. Guess what? They're having fun doing it. Come join us some Sunday morning in our class. And, oh, by the way, you can bring the powdered donuts. Hank also spoke about a verse from Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. And that verse talks to us about, are you encouraging one another? Are you helping other people grow in their relationship here? I'd like to speak to you this morning about a Bible character, one of my favorite Bible characters. And some of you have heard me talk about this Bible character before, but you can put up with it another time. One of my special Bible characters is a person named Rahab. And Rahab was not a person of high esteem in the city of Jericho. But she was what God needed at that time. And Rahab accomplished God's purpose. Rahab responded to God. Rahab made a New Year's resolution. She turned herself over to do God's purpose in Jericho when it wasn't popular, when she could have lost her life for doing what she did. Rahab went on to be a person who is in the lineage of Jesus. Rahab is a family member of Jesus. You know what? If God can use Rahab, He can use me. If God can use Rahab, He can use you. And I encourage you to think about that today. There's a book written about Rahab, and it's written by an author named Francine Rivers. And if you get an opportunity, read the book. It's only a little thin book, but it's very good. Today, when you go home, look in your Bible in Joshua, the second chapter, and learn about Rahab. Learn about what Rahab chose to do that was totally out of her comfort zone. Rahab submitted to God. Rahab agreed to do what God needed her to do to accomplish His purpose in getting His people into the promised land. Turn all your life over to God, even if it's dangerous. Decide today. Make a New Year's resolution. Decide to turn your life over to God. Today is a good time for you to take advantage of what God offers you. Rahab took advantage of God's offer. You know, she was allowed to take her family with her. Guess what? When her family found out what was going on, they turned and went back to Jericho. That was a bad mistake. But that's how it was. And so Rahab went out on her own for the most part. This morning, I'd like for us to read some verses from Scripture. And if you will, turn in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 100. If you're using a Pew Bible, it's on page 484. Psalms 100, starting with verse 1. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Many of you probably had to learn that chapter in the Bible as youngsters. For one reason, it was short, and you could learn five verses. The other part is it says so much about what our responsibility to God is, and how we to approach God in worship, as you have done here this morning. So, how do we worship God? Why do we worship God? Because he has made us and we are his. Worship is, according to this scripture that we read, is characterized with praise. Come before him with joyful songs. Worship should never be passive. Did you come here this morning and sing joyful songs? Sing to the Lord when you come here to worship. When you come here, come with enthusiasm. If you're passive today, or do you make a joyful noise? Let's all make a resolution to make a joyful noise. When we come here, sing from our heart. I told Dee this week to sing a lot of songs, and she laughed at me. So I understand she did the same thing with Hank. So. The Lord, that scripture says, the Lord is good, and his love endures how long? Forever. God's love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Generations are born and generations die, but God never changes. God is the same day in and day out and year in and year out. God is faithful to keep his promises that he has made to you. He desires for us here at Arlington Baptist Church to be a family. The sheep of his pasture. We should be a flock. And what do families do? One thing families generally do is show closeness. What is your closeness? Join in, take part, be a part of the family. Another thing is that we're to be friends here at Arlington Baptist Church. Make new relationships. There are people here in this congregation that maybe you don't even know. Well, let's change that in the coming days and weeks. The next thing is expose yourself. Christian friends can help you through any trial, but you have to expose that to them. If you don't let your friends know your needs, then they can't help you in that need. During this time without a pastor, let's choose to grow as a family. And as a part of that family, let's choose to participate. Make ourselves available for whatever's out there for us. God has plans for this church. He always has, and he always will. And And he's got us in a time right now when we need to grow, when we need to grow spiritually as we await that time when we have a new pastor. God has plans. Join in. Take advantage of opportunities here. There are things going on that maybe you've not taken advantage of. One of them's been Sunday night. But last Sunday night, we had a crowd. I invite you to be here today at 6. Make new friends here. Get out of your comfort zone. In verse 3 of Psalms 100, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. Praise His name joyfully, not praise His name without a smile on your face. Praise His name joyfully. Happy New Year here at Arlington Baptist Church. Thank you.